Blog Talk Radio.
1 everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How is everyone today? Today is Wednesday, January 21st, 2015. You're listening to Doc Talk right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're just tuning in, the number is 347-426-3469. This is Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutritionally Yours, located here in Detroit, Michigan, and your host of Doc Talk here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that number is 347-426-3469. If you're just tuning in today, oh boy, what a fun day it's going to be today. But before I get into that, let me continue giving you the contact information. As I've just given you the call-in number, you can also reach me directly at my email address at doctalkruth@gmail.com, and you can also contact me here in my office by calling 313-897-7257. So, okay, here we go. Today, my topic, oh boy, the day we've all been waiting for. Probably not. But today I am doing a little pre-celebration of my 50th birthday, which is actually tomorrow. So, of course, I'm on the air today. So I figured, hey, why not? Let's do it today. So I'm going to be talking about my 50 tips to happiness. I chose 50, obviously, because I'm going to be 50, God willing. And so I thought it'd be something great to share with you for the next hour. So if you can, hang out with me all hour long. I think it'll be a fun show. Got a nice full switchboard here. Also, the chat room is up and running. And good morning to my guest. I'll get back to you in a moment. So if you are so inclined to hang out in the chat room and chat amongst yourselves, please do so. But again, if you're just calling in like all of my other callers are doing, that number 347-426-3469. You can also follow me on Twitter at Doc Talk Ruth, as well as LinkedIn at Doc Talk Ruth. Going to be a nice, fun day today, I think. You know, everyone that knows me personally knows how silly I am, so we're going to make it fun. I am definitely multitasking today. I have, like, my tablets in front of me, my phone, my laptop. So I have to, you know, command the post here, and I'm doing everything as well as trying to do a show. So if I start sounding dopey, well, dopier, I should say, then you guys know why. But in the meantime, again, that number is 347-426-3469. And talking about my 50 tips to happiness, as I am doing a little pre-celebration of my 50th birthday tomorrow. So for everyone that has hit that milestone and enjoying it, hey, I too will be in that great club of 50. And, you know, I'm embracing it. I don't really get hung up in the numbers of it all. I really think it's a blessing to get to any age. And so when we get hung up in all of that vanity stuff, we stop being grateful for getting there. So cut it out, folks. But in the meantime, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Coming up at the halfway point in the show, I will get into the lab special, so stay tuned for that. As well as, let's see, again, I will check back. Let me do that now before I get going with everything. Good morning to my guest in the chat room, guest 193. If you are new to Doc Talk, welcome. And if you are a returning guest, thank you so much for tuning in today. I appreciate that, and hopefully you come back and hang out with me another day. So let's get rolling right on into this, because I got things to do today, folks. And yes, I said I got. How about that for Ebonics? I said it, and I can say it again. I've got things to do today. Place to go, people to see. So let's get rolling right on into the show. before we run out of time. Again, good morning to everyone, all of my great students, all of my wonderful patients. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you. Going to start out the show. Let's do the housekeeping very briefly, and then we'll go right on into things so we don't run out of time. All righty here. This information is being provided to you to inform those interested in various aspects of health and nutrition as it relates to both diet and disease. It is my intention to assist you and to act as a health and nutritional guide. Any information, suggestions, and recommendations are not meant to replace your own medical doctor and specifically are not meant as medical treatment. Please see an appropriately trained health professional before beginning any new health regimens, or if you have any questions, medical concerns, or need guidance regarding your health. And always factor in that individual results will vary. And lastly, no part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, scanning, or otherwise, except as permitted with prior written permission from Dr. Ruth L. Stevens. Okie dokie, folks. Let's get going right on into this. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Again, thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in, talking about my 50 Tips to Happiness, celebrating my birthday. Yay! Okay, you're going to hear a lot of that, because if you didn't know, those that know me intimately, of course, know that I'm a former majorette, so I'm really, like, perky, and I'm also a former cheerleading coach, so yay! You know, all that kind of good stuff. My students have seen me do that, as well as my patients and, you know, my family, so they're like, oh, God, she's crazy. But why not? I choose to be happy, okay? And I think you should, too. And with that being said, let's get started with the show right now. Again, this is my 50 Tips to Happiness, and it was so great because I was talking to my best friend, and I see you, Muggsy. Yep, Muggsy's in the house. I see you, Muggsy, the best friend in the whole wide world. Oh, my God. But we were talking last night, and I was sitting there. I was like, people don't want to hear anything about me turning 50. It's like, that's boring. And so she helped me come up with my show as far as the content and, of course, with the 50 tips. It was great. And, you know, as we were coming up with the tips, we were, of course, I was designing it for the listeners. But then we were like, you know what? Hey, we will implement these tips personally. You know, a lot of them we try to do already, but it's like, you know what? God is absolutely amazing, because as we were coming up with the tips, it was like, this is for myself as well as her, and it was just great. So, love you, Muggsy. See you very soon. Ha, ha, ha. All righty here. So, these 50 tips, let me give you my opening as far as just a little bit about what we're going to be covering for the next hour. And I definitely will hop into the chat room just to make sure I'm not overlooking anyone. And good morning to my additional guest there. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's talk about this. Let me give you my quote of the week. And this is something that I say at the end of the show, of every show. But I also, my best friend and I, we say it to each other all the time. And it's a mantra. And it really is, you know, words definitely have power. And so, you know, in saying this, we understand it, but we embrace it also. So the quote of the week, and I want you to think about it, is be happy and be healthy. Because when you think of the opposite of that, you're going to be unhappy and unhealthy. And that's just not going to work. So I want you to put that quote in the forefront of your thinking all week long or just in general. And so that quote of the week is be happy and be healthy. It just simplify it, be happy and healthy. That's it. Bam. There we go. We got it. So when we think about that, that should be that guidance that we have as we do any, you know, each and everything. So let me give you my little opening here before I go into the 50 tips, because it's about 8 minutes after the hour and I don't want to run out of time. And let me say good morning, because she was trying to call me and I was getting on the air. Good morning, Barbara. Love you. Miss you. I've got the best students in the world. Good morning to you. And I will call you back when I get off the air, because I couldn't take the call. All right. So let me do my opening here very quickly, and we will just continue with the 50 tips to happiness. All right, so this is a brief one. You know, who doesn't want to be happier? I mean, really. Furthermore, is happiness as elusive as we may have been led to believe? I think not. Certainly, much has been, written about the pursuit of happiness lately and just forever. We're always hearing something about, oh, this is what you do for happiness, feel happy, blah, blah, blah. However, I believe it's much simpler and probably easier to be happy than we think. Perhaps in this increasingly complex world that we live in, we are overcomplicating what it takes to be happy. And happiness often lies in the simplest of things. And that's going to be my segue to go into these 50 tips to happiness. Now, as you're listening, some of them will just be one-word tips. It's like, oh, hey, that says it all. And then some of them I'm going to elaborate on because they might need a little clarity for you. And so I want you to understand. And again, these were my 50 tips, mine and Muggsy's. Oh, I shouldn't call. Well, I'm going to call her Muggsy. I have to protect the innocent. You know how that goes. So my best friend. But you may have your own list. And what, we were coming up with the list. And as we were doing that, I said, you know what? I'm going to finish when I'm done with this. I'm typing this up, and it's going on my vision board because these are tips to live by. And I think as you're listening to them, you will also begin to go, you know what? I think I'm going to do something similar to that, whether it's a vision board or just being more mindful of being happy for yourself. All right? So without further delay, 347-426-3469. Let me take a sip of tea. Okie dokie. Here we go, folks. The first tip. Now, when I started out, anyone that knows me personally knows it. And these are in no order of priority. These are they're very random. So again, you've got to make your own list. But this first one, anyone that knows me, naps. That was the first one I came up with. Just naps. That really does says it all, because as you're listening to these tips, they are all health associated, whether it's mental health, physical health, whatever the case may be, they're going to be good for you and they're going to increase happiness and longevity. So when we're talking about naps, this is something, you're resting. This is your body's time to repair. And when we get into a busy and hectic life, we often lose sleep, and that sleep deprivation will set you up for failure every time. So naps, this is just one of my favorite things in the world. And of course, again, these are 50 tips to happiness. So if you find yourself not getting quality sleep and you do have time to get a little cat nap in, I'm going to suggest that you do just that because you will feel much better. Trust me. All right, the next one. All right, here we go again. Massages. Can't go wrong with that. Again, this is just these are one word. It says it all. When you're getting a massage, now we're stimulating the immune system. It's also great for relaxation, lowering blood pressure. So, again, this is something that you just cannot go wrong with. And it's also very comforting, very soothing. And for someone like myself or a lot of us out there, when you have a very busy schedule, when you work out, when you do a lot of things where you are physically active, you need those muscles to be massaged and relaxed, and this is just a great way to do it, and this is pampering yourself. So when you can, try to get a massage for sure. All right, next one. And for all of my callers on the switchboard, if you have a question or comment or whatever you may have on your mind, I'm sorry, multitasking, press the number one, and I'll get you right on the air. And who knows, I might bring you on the air if you don't press the number one. All righty here, 347-426-3469 is a number here at Doc Talk, talking about the 50 tips to happiness in the pre-celebration of my 50th birthday tomorrow. All right, folks, the next one. Now, this is something that I do regularly, and it's meditate. This is a great activity for, of course, quieting the mind, learning to quiet thoughts and settle yourself. It is absolutely excellent. Again, we have medicinal benefits, lowering blood pressure, just relaxation in general. This is going to be overall good for you. And 10 minutes a day. I have an app on my phone, and it walks you through just a little 10-minute meditational session where you can just kind of take it down and calm yourself. And it is absolutely amazing. So if you want that app, I can let you know. It's called Headspace. HEADSPACE. It's absolutely wonderful. I think you'll love it. Download it and make sure you take advantage of that one for sure. Now, this one, I think this goes without saying, and we hear it so often. You guys know I say it always, and this is eating properly. Maintaining a healthy diet. This is so important to your overall happiness because now we're fueling the body. What you put in, you're going to reap the benefits of. So we want to make sure that we're always eating quality things, eating at the right time of the day, not overeating, not emotionally eating. We want to feed the body real foods. This is a real body. So make sure you're putting the best of the best in the best investment that you have, and that's going to be your body, of course, and your health. Don't think about, you know, you've got expensive shoes and clothes and hair and all this stuff. The external looks great. But then you go and eat something fried full of trans fats. And then you think, okay, why am I going to put that in my body? And the external looks good, but the inside looks horrible. So take care of yourself. Make sure that you are maintaining a healthy diet for good quality health. And also, as far as your diet, it's going to show in how you look. You can look at individuals and you can see when they've got challenges, it shows on their face. And this is something that, you know, we always want to be mindful of when we're talking about our diet and our lifestyles particularly. And you know what I better do? I'm sitting here reading these tips off to you and I'm not checking them off and I'll be like, duh, where am I? All right, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. All right, talking about these 50 tips to happiness here. The next one, exercise. Now, eating right and exercising, these two things go together, in my opinion. So not only exercising, but exercising regularly, doing something that is age appropriate for you. If you are 50 or going to be like myself, you're not 20. Let's not try to do what a 20-year-old do unless you're physically capable of doing it. But do something age-appropriate based on your lifestyle, your limitations, or your whatever the case may be, because then it's going to be more beneficial to you, and you're going to enjoy it more and stick to it. So make sure that you are exercising regularly. That also helps to keep you looking vibrant and young because we're helping to detox the system. We're removing all of the excess waste and all the things that we get involved with through exercising because we're sweating. So make sure that is a huge component of your happiness and your longevity. Now, we're going to start getting to some where you go, this is interesting. They may be behavioral. They may be psychological. But they're all going to be tips to happiness. And as you think about them, you go, you know, you're right. I think you are right on that one. So this next one, music. Now you're thinking, how in the heck is music going to make me happy? Whatever genre you choose, this is something, of course, it's by choice. So now it's going to cause you to relax. It's going to make you feel good. So now we have endorphins being released in the body that make us feel good. I mean, we've all been there in the car, in the shower, wherever we may have been, and we hear that song, and we go, ooh, that's my song, you know, and it just totally I am silly. If you guys could see me, I get so many requests to be seen, you know, do the show where you can actually see me. I'm not doing that. But if you could see me, I'm so silly. But we know we've heard that song, and it's like, oh, it takes you back to a place where it was just all good. So music is going to be one of these ways. It could be something relaxing and soothing, or it could be something that really gets you pumped up and motivated. When I go to the gym, I mean, I've got, if you heard my playlist, I've got some stuff in there. It's like, whoa. But I've got to be motivated. I need something that's going to really get me going. So music is going to be one of these universal things that we all can have access to, obviously, and it's going to definitely create a moment of happiness for us, if not many moments. So make sure you've got some good music around, and that way you can stay on point with that one. All right, the next one. Relaxation. Now, here we go. Again, a lot of these are going to be synonymous as well. So, you know, you might be hearing things going, yeah, I think that sounds like meditation. But meditation and relaxation, two different things. You should be able to sit in a chair and totally relax physically and mentally without falling asleep. And this is something that a lot of people don't do because you're exhausted. So when you sit down and you think, I'm going to sit here and relax, you are in a chronic mode of sleep deprivation, so you literally fall asleep. That's not relaxation. I want you to be able to sit down and just kind of take it down a little bit, totally conscious, but now you are at ease. So it's like a conscious meditation. Your eyes are open and you're not falling asleep. So try to incorporate more relaxation. Do things that are relaxing to you, just you. Have some selfish time here. We get out of that mode and, you know, we just always want to do things for everyone else, and particularly women. And we lose ourselves. So try to make sure that you stay focused on that number one priority, which is you. All right. Now, this is something, the next one, and let me do this very quickly, 347-426-3469. Good morning to all of my guests hanging out with me on the switchboard, as well as in the guest room, and everyone that is texting me and emailing me. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for the birthday greetings. I appreciate it. You really don't know how much I do appreciate it so much. I am very grateful for that. All right, my next one. Now, this is something, and again, I love it because it is great, and we have heard it. Laughter is good for the soul. Yes, it is. Laughing. Please make sure you get laughter in your life, not just your day. Make sure that you are always laughing. And, you know, we take things so seriously. We do. We're just wound up so tight. My goodness gracious. Just learn to laugh. Just enjoy. Look at, you know, shows that make you laugh. Dude, my children are, boy, oh, boy, talk about goofballs. But just, you know, in life in general, there are things that happen, and you have to learn to laugh at yourself also. So laughter is going to be one of these things that you definitely have to incorporate into your equation if you want to be happy. And when you think about that, it just totally makes sense now, doesn't it? And now, of course, this next one, talk about making sense. This is something that, you know, I just say, I'm too cute for this one. And this is stress. Mm-mm. No stress, folks. It's got to go. It's not even an option. And when you understand that concept that stress will kill you, you just kind of go, you know what? I'm okay with this, because stress really at the root of it is just a matter of perspective, how you're dealing with it. And as a certified mental health instructor, this is something that you really don't want to allow. And notice that word. There's an allowance there. If you're allowing stress to impact you and to rob you of happiness, then that's on you. But now you've got to make a conscious choice. If you want to live longer and live happier, you've got to put that stress in check. And sometimes you just have to let things go, or you have to deal with them head on. And it's like, you know what, we're not going to have this today. And all of us have stress. But again, it's a matter of perspective. It's a matter of how you handle it. And then you just keep it moving. And once you have dealt with the situation, let it go. Don't keep bringing it back up. Well, you know, I remember when in 1935 that you broke that glass. And it's like, really? Is this what your life has come to, this trivial incident that you're going to allow to rob your happiness? Let it go. Trust me, you will not have wrinkles developing in your skin, your blood pressure will be lower, and you're going to be happier. And again, the quote of the week, be happy, be healthy. Let it go and just focus on being happy, all right? All right, so get rid of that stress, folks. We're not doing it. Go and, you know, kick the dog. Oh, don't do that. No, don't. I love animals. I shouldn't have said that. No. Kick the person that's creating the stress. How about that one? That'll do it. All righty. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about the 50 tips to happiness. Hope you are, you know, enjoying the show and getting some good insight in just keeping yourself focused and on point. Now, this next one, and I'm trying to get through this. We are like at 24 minutes after the hour, and I've only just told you 10 of the tips. I've got 40 more to go. I better quit yapping. All right, this next one, and I'm just going to begin to do some of these randomly because I think I want to mix them up a little bit. This next one is evolving, evolution. A lot of people get stuck in ruts, and they're comfortable there, They are very complacent. And when you think about it, the earth evolves. Everything changes. And when you become stagnant and complacent, the ultimate result of that is going to be some type of death, some form of death. Something is going to die, whether if you don't evolve personally, then you're going to be this person that is stuck in a time warp or whatever the case may be. And what you did 20 years ago doesn't work today. You know, the way you communicate it with someone, it does not work today. So you need to always constantly be in a mode of evolution to make sure that you are right down to the modern times, folks. Just making sure that you personally evolve, professionally, psychologically, physically. Everything has to change. Nothing stays the same. But then, respectively, the more things change, the more they stay the same. So we really want to kind of balance this out when we talk about complacency. If we're talking about, you know, you get up and you eat oatmeal every morning and you don't want to deviate from that, trust me, my students and patients know, I tell them all the time, even with your diet, you've got to rotate your foods every 3 days. So eating that oatmeal, even though it's a healthy whole grain, you can't do it every day because now we need to rotate our foods. All right, so make sure that you are constantly trying to evolve and doing things to make sure that you are always fresh, okay? And this is going to lead me right into the next one, which is reinventing yourself. And caller in the 215 area code, I got you. I know you've got a question or comment. I will come to you right after this next tip that I give you, which is reinventing yourself. You always want to make sure that you reinvent yourself. And this is something, you know, you have to personalize this. I don't know what has become, you know, a little sensitive to you that you think, you know, I think I want to change this. You know, I'm kind of stuck in a rut. Then you've got to sit there and go, I think I need to reinvent this. It could be a new hairstyle. It could be a new attire. It could be a new workout routine, whatever it is. It goes right along with evolution, making sure that you are reinventing yourself. And, of course, this is self-investment. We're taking care of ourselves when we're constantly evolving and reinventing ourselves. So make sure that you do that often. All right, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Let me see if I can do my little handiwork here. Good morning, caller in the 215 area code. Do you have a question or comment?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dr. Ruth. Happy birthday to you. This
wow.
is that baritone birthday shout out has been brought to you by Don Corso.
Oh, you are so silly. You know, I should have known it was you. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. You are absolutely insane. You know what? I just take a nap. Go back to my first one. Take a nap now, okay? I need you to get some rest.
Yes, I am insane. That's true. I figured let me give you a quick call, birthday shout out before I get in at work.
I appreciate that. You know what? You are one of my favorite Blog Talk buddies and friend. I don't even know how long we've known each other at this point. I think it's been 4 years, hasn't it, since I've been on the air?
I think so.
I think so. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? I appreciate that wonderful rendition of Happy Birthday. That was very unique.
I figured I'd give Michigan J. Frog a run for his money. You remember that the Warner Brothers Frog? Yeah.
Yeah, you are definitely doing that. You know what? Just keep your day job. That's all I'm going to say.
I know. I have a face for radio and a voice for silent film, but that's okay. That's
okay,
why I'm
yeah.
in science.
Oh, you are so silly. Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you
no
soon.
No problem, Doc.
I'll tell
you
why I
day.
Said hi. Thank you.
I
you
will.
Too. All
right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Goodbye.
Oh, my goodness. Wasn't that special? I tell you. Okay, folks. 347-426-3469, and it's recorded. It's in the archives now. So if you missed it, oh, boy, please go back and listen to that one. Yikes. All right. Thanks, Don Calypso. What a guy. What a great guy. All right, let me continue here. We are at the halfway point in the show, and I really don't want to run out of time as I'm getting through these 50 tips to happiness. As you guys can see, you know, you got to be happy. You got to have some fun here. All righty, let me continue. And I know we're at the halfway point. I definitely will not forget the lab specials for the month of January because they're going to wind down at January 31st. So I want to make sure, and I promise I will not forget those, and because the halfway time has been altered a little bit. So I want to get through these tips and make sure you get all of that information. And let me do one more caller, and then we'll go right back into the tips. Okay, if the next person sings, I'm just going to fall on the floor here. That would not be good. Okay, good morning, caller in the 313 area code. Good morning. Have a question or comment?
I'm not going to sing. I was tempted to do it after you just talked about singing, but I won't do that.
hi, sweetie.
I just wanted to say I love you and happy birthday, and I'm so proud of everything you do on your show. And I'm sure you're going to have a great day. We're going to have a great day tomorrow celebrating.
Oh, heavens, I love you too. Oh, aren't you just the cutest kitten in the world? You knew I was going to say that. Thank you so much.
Yes, I am.
Okay, I love you too. Thank you so much. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen tomorrow,
okay.
Mr. Sir. So go be safe, and I'll see you later.
All
okay,
right.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Okay, I know. You're like, who in the heck was that? What's it to you, folks? Okay. No, that was my husband, so it's okay. All right, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. All right, let me continue here before we run out of time. Because as we're listening to this, even though I'm silly and very jovial with this, as you're listening to some of these are very serious because when we're talking about happiness, we lose sight of that so often. All it takes is for one bad moment in time, and then we are in a spiral downward. And we really need to be able to pull ourselves back up and get right back on point in spite of what life deals us sometimes, you know, the hand that we're dealt. So let me continue with my 50 tips to happiness here. And if you are just tuning in, we are talking about these tips to happiness as we do a little pre-celebration for my 50th birthday tomorrow. All right, this next one, consistency. Now, as I talked about evolution and reinventing, you also have to be consistent. And I know you're like, that's a conflict, Dr. Ruth. Not really. When you're consistent, we're talking about you consistently sleep well. You consistently take care of yourself as far as your diet, your exercise, your stress levels, your whatever it might be that's good for you. The body loves consistency. And so when you do things consistently, we're not talking about getting into a rut and being stuck. We're just talking about things that are going to be conducive to your overall health, mental and physical, that are good for you. So you do need to consistently exercise. Things of that nature. So that's what I mean by consistency, okay? I have so many texts here. My goodness gracious. All righty here. The next one, be creative. I know. You're like, what do you mean, Dr. Ruth? Be creative. Yes. Use your brain. We get so stuck and we want to do the same things all the time. You know, a few years ago, I decided I was going to learn to play golf. And so learn to be creative. Get in the kitchen and just decide, I'm going to whip up something. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to come up with something. When you do things and you create things, there's this feeling that you get, this accomplishment. And it feels really good, and it's very inspirational. And it's like, you know what, I think I'm going to do something else. And you might not have perfected what you just created, but at least you were using those creative juices, and that's actually good for the brain. Now, as an instructor that teaches Alzheimer's and anti-aging, we don't use our brain enough. We've gotten very complacent and lazy, and we've stopped evolving as far as brain function. And so we want to use a remote. We don't want to memorize a phone number. A lot of us would be hard-pressed to memorize even your spouse's or your children's phone number because it's programmed into the phone. So use things that are going to make you use that brain and be creative, okay? Don't get stuck and don't stop using that big brain of yours. That's the greatest organ that you've got, and it's the control center. All right, this next one, this is so important, and that's love. And again, these are not in any order of priority. They were just as we came up with them. But love. And this is something that we take for granted, and we really do. You know, we say it very loosely. Oh, I love you. Yeah. Okay, good job. Love ya. You know, but where's the real emotion behind it? And then actions speak louder than words. So if you tell someone that you love them and your actions say otherwise, there's a conflict right there. And trust me, people are going to go on your actions more so than what you're saying. And love is just one of these comforts. It's unconditional when you have that, like what I would get from Ninja, my cat. That's unconditional. We all want that. We want someone that just loves us just because we are us. And when you give that type of love to someone and you receive it, you can't help but be happy because you can feel that person's energy. And it's this warmth and this comfort that you get. And it's like, oh, my God, this person, oh, I just love them. And it just, you know, it just makes you feel really good and you're going to be happy. So make sure that all the people that you care about, I mean, genuinely care about, that you do tell them that you love them regularly and you show them also. And don't get so stuck that, you know, you just, well, they made me mad today. I'm not saying anything to them. Because you know what? That could come back to bite you in the butt. So we don't want to do that. So love is one of these things that we all need, we all want. At the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, that is really what we all want. That's one of those things that hits all ethnicities, all walks of life. It doesn't matter. We all want love, okay? All righty, next one. Here's something, being generous. It is definitely better to give than to receive. And now let me put a little, you know, caveat on that because it's my birthday. So if you are so inclined to give, by all means, you know, I accept gifts all year long. So if you want to give a gift, go on, do that. I'm only kidding, but I'm not. Anyway, being generous, this is something that is so amazing. It just makes you really feel good. I mean, I've literally been at the grocery store sometimes and, you know, people have been in front of me and they just ran a little short on funds. And, you know, you pay for it because it's like it's not going to hurt you to be nice and kind to someone. And that gesture may have just saved someone's life. They may have been depressed and stressed. It's not a big thing to be generous. You know, do things, and it doesn't always have to be financial. You know, you can be generous with your time, with your kind words. Everything is not, there's no price attached to it. So just be generous with your spirit and your energy and do things nice for people. It's a great feeling. It's definitely going to make you happy. Okay? The next one, confidence. Now, this is something that when you really have it and you understand it, this is not arrogance, big difference, okay? Confidence. This is when you know what you know. And there's a humility attached with this confidence. Again, I said it's not arrogance. So we're talking about you're confident in your skills, in your abilities, and you utilize these things, of course, to make yourself happy, but also to help others. So you're not walking around very pompous and, you know, I know it all, excuse me. You know, no autographs, please, that kind of foolishness. No, we're just talking about you are confident. This is a self-esteem type of thing. So we want to make sure that we're always doing things that make us feel good, that are building our confidence, and that are keeping us happy. Tea here, or I have a cup of tea. How about a sip of tea? How about that one? Still a little froggy-like there, and I'm also multitasking, trying to read and get rid of things on my desk here so I don't get all mixed up. All right, 347-426-3469 is a number here at Doc Talk. I am going to begin going through a couple of these, and then I'll take a moment because I don't want to run out of time. And what I'm going to do here is I'm not sure if this caller has another question or comment, but I'm going to go back to him very briefly. And if not, I think just my switchboard may be stuck. So let me do this very quickly. Good morning, caller. You have another question or comment, or are you just stuck on my switchboard?
No, I don't have another comment, but hey, happy birthday. I love you still. How's that?
All right, I'll take it. Okay, well then, you know, if you have another question or comment, then text me, then I'll get you back on because I can't undo my switchboard here. Okay. All right. Okie dokie. How about that? Got a stuck switchboard here, folks. Sorry about that. All righty, let's continue here because, again, I don't want to run out of time. So let me read through some of these very quickly, and then we'll get into the ones that we want to elaborate on because I knew I should have done an hour and a half show, but, yeah, well, didn't do it. All right. Now, let me read some of these to you. The next one is be forgiving. Be patient, and I have to check these off as I'm doing these. Also, be passionate, as well as have compassion. You also want to be strong. You want to be flexible, not just physically, but as far behaviorally speaking. When we are not flexible, we just don't want to bend. We're just, it's my way or the highway. That's not a good thing. All right. And when we're patient, we are understanding. And so now we're not so quick to judge or to react and be, you know, reactionary to every little thing. So being patient is going to be something that's going to make you a lot more happier in your days to come. Okay. Now this is, I'm going to save this one for last, I think, because I think that's a big one. This one goes along with stress, and that is don't worry. You know, just, hey, it is what it is. Let it go. We create our reality, so make sure you're very mindful of what you're creating. So therefore, as we go forward, we shouldn't have a need to be worrying about things, all right? Be grateful. Have that behavior where you are all, you know, always being in that mode of gratitude. You have to be grateful for the little things, and then you will receive the big things. We don't understand that concept. So when someone just says hi to you, be grateful that they wanted to share their energy with you and just giving you a nice greeting, because people don't have to like you, and this is something we don't understand and take for granted. But be grateful at all times. I guarantee you'll feel much better about that one. Be open-minded. Again, this is going to coincide with evolving and reinventing yourself. You can't be closed and shut and just think, you know what, I don't want to do it that way. I don't want to try this. I don't want to do this. You're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities in this world and in your lifetime. Learn to just say, you know what, I'm going to try it. If I don't like it, okay, then so be it. But at least you were open enough to say, hey, why not? All right. Now, this is something that I think does not have to be attached to a chronological age, and that's wisdom. We always think, you know, individuals that are a certain age are wise. My son's very wise, and he's 13. You know, you can learn from, and you should be open to learning from every source. And to me, that's just an aspect of being wise. Once you think you know it all, then you just need to float away. So wisdom is one of these things, of course, that's going to have you this open receptacle, if you will, for deposits to come in from all sources to just kind of guide you and teach you as you go forward on your path. So then you can share that knowledge and that wisdom that you've attained with the next person. And it just keeps going, and it's a great momentum. So wisdom is one of these things. It's really going to have you happy when you think, because I listen to my mother, and some of the things my mother says, oh, my God. It's like, really, Mom? And I know there are those that are listening. It's like, yeah. But the wisdom that comes from this 80-year-old individual is priceless. You cannot put a price on it. And so we all need to try to attain wisdom, whatever the age may be, and be in that mode of learning at all times, okay? All right, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about the 50 tips to happiness. All righty here. Here we go, this next one. All righty. Can't say this one enough. Having some me time. Oh, boy. Loving yourself. This is a huge one because so many of us, we are constantly giving to others, and our tank is always on E. We are depleted, and we have no me time left. We don't even create me time. We don't know how to say, okay, hold it. Let me be a little selfish here. We get, you know, really bent out of shape when we think about doing things for ourselves. So this has to be conditional. You have to train yourself to say, you know what, this is my time. I cannot allow you to invade this because this is me taking care of myself. This is self-preservation. So create some me time for yourself. You know, it could be 10 minutes. It could be whatever time. You determine what it is, but there's 24 hours in a day. And you should be able to take some time out of that day to say, hey, I can do this. And good morning, Callie Dreamer. I just adore you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. She said, happy birthday, pretty lady. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, and again, you get, when I say I appreciate something, you guys, you just don't know that I really do. There are so many days that, you know, we all have had that we weren't happy. Can just choose to be happy and be grateful and just embrace that. So thank you again, Callie Dream. I appreciate that. I hope you are enjoying the show and enjoying the tips here. All right, let me continue here. See, I know. See, I'm all sappy. Okay. The next one, this one is huge. Quality friends. Oh, my God. Now, this one, you know, you can't put a price on this one. And it, friends, it may be plural or it may be one. I have so many people that I know, as you can imagine, whether patients, students. I could just be in the grocery store and someone just walks up to me. But, you know, when you have that circle, when you have that one special person that knows you through and through, it's priceless. And you want to make sure that you can incorporate that person into your me time, because that's someone that's helping to nourish you and they're feeding you. And they're just there for you through thick and thin, and they've been around. And you just know this person, it's just looking at a mirror of yourself. So make sure that you have quality friends around you, and respectively so. If you have individuals around you that aren't as quality, we need to let them go. Okay, let it go for sure. Get them out of the mix, because that's a toxic relationship. So make sure that you have quality friends or friend, whatever the case may be. I've got the best friend in the world, you know, when you have a supportive, loving spouse, when you have children. Your friend can be whomever. Ninja's my friend because you have friendships that are defined in certain manners. So whatever that friendship looks like, as long as it's nourishing to you and giving you what you need, that's the type of relationship you want to establish, okay, as far as friendship. All right, let me continue here. Okie dokie here. I know you're like, oh, my God. And if anyone knows me, you guys know I am super sappy. Like, super. I don't know if you've ever watched, like, the original Wizard of Oz, and they go to the door, and they're trying to get into Oz, the doorman, and he's crying because they're sitting out there, and they're crying because they can't get in. That's me. I am sappy. So I am staying composed here because, you know, I just don't want to go down that road, because it's just not, you know, you get all, oh, my God, we don't want that. But let me stay focused. All righty here. The next one, as far as a tip to happiness, simplify your life. We want to take on 4,000 things and do them all 100%, and that's just not realistic. Simplify your life. This is also going to be pretty synonymous with prioritizing. You know, we have a lot of things on our plates. I understand that, but we need to simplify some things. Sometimes you just can't do everything. Learn to delegate. You don't have to be a control freak. You don't have to, you know, micromanage everything. Simplify your life. Do it that way. And as you get older, you really do pick and choose your battles and things that you want to invest your time in. And I always say time is something that you never get back. So use it wisely. And for those that don't understand that concept, just because they don't know what to do with their time, don't waste mine. And so when you take on that philosophy and that mindset, then you're very mindful not to waste time, and you enjoy the time, and you're very just conscious of where you invest your time at. So simplify your life. Make things easier for you. Don't make them more difficult. And then the next one, being drama-free. Now, this is something. I don't do drama. I am not a dramatic person, and it's just I don't even like to look at things that are dramatic. You know, a lot of people watch a lot of television shows where it's just drama, and a lot of the energies are negative, and they're not an asset. They're usually a liability. I mean, it's usually focusing in on problems of the world, behaviors that are not as good as they should be. So to me, that's just drama. And you're taking that all in, and I don't want to incorporate that into my reality, because I'm trying to create a different type of reality. So try to remain drama-free, okay, folks? Now, the next one is very important. Now we're going to get into two things, and these pretty much are kind of the opposite of each other, but they're both very important. You need to understand it. As far as happiness, you need to learn to listen. Listening is very important. My students and patients, I've done a little test for all of them. It's a listening test. And sometimes we always just want to be the one that's, you know, running the show. But you need to learn to listen, and not just listen, but to actively listen. We can hear, but are we listening to what's being said to us? So make sure that we listen. Trust me, it's going to be a huge component of your happiness. Now, the flip side of that coin is learn to be quiet. Oh, boy, haven't we all said that to someone or thought? It's like, God, why don't they just shh, hush, my goodness gracious. But we need to learn to be quiet sometimes and actively listen. You don't always have to be the one that's talking. When you are talking, you can't listen at the same time. And some people out there going, they're not listening right now. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. No, you can't. You cannot actively listen. You can hear, but you cannot actively listen. So learn to be quiet sometimes. We don't do that enough. And trust me, when you learn to do that, you will be amazed as to the things that you actually begin to comprehend. So try to incorporate that into the equation for your happiness, okay? All right, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about the 50 tips to happiness as I am doing my little pre-celebration for my birthday tomorrow. And let me take a moment here, because this is something that I understand and I embrace, but as it is my birth anniversary, the real gratefulness and all of the praise will go to, of course, God, but then to my mother, because I didn't do anything to get here. She did all the work on, you know, my birthday. So, you know, of course, she's doing 900 things right now. So I will just say to, you know, my mother, because she'll go back and listen to the show, that she knows that I love her. I tell her all the time, and I show it in my actions. All of you probably have heard me say it for many times, but I would not be the woman that I am without my mother. I mean, that's it. Between my mother and God, that's it. And she is definitely the main source of where I go to for wisdom and guidance and strength, and just an absolutely amazing woman. So, Mom, I absolutely love you and appreciate you, and just so grateful that you are my mother, because, you know, I could have been dealt a different hand. So just wanted to do that because I am grateful to have my mother still around. All righty, so let me continue here. Now, see, that right there will make me sappy when I talk about my mother, because I love her so much. All right, but let me continue here. The next one, oh boy, this is something that's going to keep you happy and focused. Accept that life is not perfect. Man, that's a humdinger right there. We can really get stuck and just we want everything to go a certain way, and when it doesn't, we just lose our mind. Sorry, folks, that is really just not how it is. And that's going to have you stressed and unhappy for a long time if you function in that mode or continue to function in that mode. So accept that life is not perfect, but guess what? You have an opportunity to change your reality. So work on it being better than it was, and then we won't have that dilemma, now will we? All righty. Now, I alluded to this from earlier in the show. I talked about my furry child, Ninja. This next one, this is so important. This is something to attribute to happiness, and that's get a pet, if you want a pet now. Pets are going to be so grateful, so good for you, excuse me. They are great companions. They don't talk. That's a good one. But, you know, yes, there are a lot of maintenance and work, but just unconditional love. They just want comfort. They just want to be next to you. They just want to just, oh, my God. I mean, my cat Ninja, she has different relationships with all of us, but with me, I'm definitely the mommy. So if I raise my voice some, we have a large home, so if I'm yelling upstairs for the children, she thinks something's wrong, and she literally comes next to me, and she's, like, touching me and meowing. It's like, Ninja, I'm good. And it's amazing how the cat is so in tune to me that she can detect or suspect if something is wrong with me. So if you want some unconditional love, get a pet. I guarantee you can't go wrong with that one. Now, this is something that I think, and we are about at 7 minutes. I think I'm doing pretty good on time, believe it or not. I know you guys are like, you've gone through 50 that quick? Trust me. So my husband says I can find things to talk about. So, yes, I'm pretty close to completion here. So this next one, communicate. You have got to learn to communicate and communicate effectively for your own happiness. Don't suppress things. If there's something on your mind, talk about it. And if someone rubs you the wrong way, then you've got to be able to communicate it in a way that's not disrespectful, that's not antagonistic, but to get your point across and say, you know what, I really didn't appreciate that. And you have to be able to be an effective communicator to do this. So learn to communicate and to open yourself up to sharing your feelings with others, because this is going to be the way you get what you want and what you need with that open communication, whether it's a parent-child relationship, a marital relationship, a work relationship, whatever the case may be, learn to communicate effectively, okay? Now, this is something, this is, again, these are personal tips that, my best friend and I came up with that are, of course, what we think are the tips to happiness, but this next one, watch less TV, minimize the Twitter, the Instagrams, the Facebooks. We've lost human contact. This is something, it's becoming a lost art to be able to actually call someone, because you don't remember their number, first of all, but to actually call them and say, hi, I was just thinking of you. I just wanted to say, hi and hope all is well. We don't do that. We'll send a text and we don't even text a word. We're now going to text letters, LOL. I mean, really? You just can't spell the word laugh out loud, the phrase? So we're now getting into a very detached society where human contact is being lost. So try to do things that are going to allow you to interact with other individuals. Put the phones down, step away from the tablets, do all of these things that is going to force you and condition you to interact with another human being. And the problem with it is now that we've gotten so caught up in it that when we sit with other individuals, there's nothing to say because we've conditioned ourselves to not communicate anymore. So try your best to put things down, learn to interact, and I guarantee you that's going to be something that you're going to find is going to add to your happiness also. Now, these last three, and yep, I know. How about that? Last three. Appreciate yourself. This is huge. This is so huge. When you appreciate yourself, you're going to take care of yourself. You're going to eat right. You're going to exercise. You're going to have low stress. You are going to be grateful. You're going to do pretty much all of these things that I've been talking about, because now you are showing appreciation to yourself and you are incorporating these things into what you need for you. So learn to appreciate yourself and do it every day. Just don't do it once a year and you say, okay, it's my birthday. This day I'm going to do this and this. Every day, appreciation to yourself. And trust me, at the end of each day, you'll feel like, oh, my God, even though I had a busy day, I still had some time for me and I took care of myself. And that's showing appreciation for yourself and investing in you. This next one, find what you love to do and make it your life works. This, I love what I do for a living. I absolutely love it. It is something that's a God gift as far as my skills and abilities, but I absolutely love what I do. And when you love your job, it's not a job. It's just something, it's a passion, and it's going to keep you healthier and happier for a long time to come. Doesn't say you have to stay stagnant with it, but you evolve it and you continue to evolve it in a manner that it really, really makes you happy and you love it. And you just can't get enough of it. You wake up and you go, oh, my God, I just love this, okay? And the last one is to smile. Smile, folks. That is so huge. You can't go wrong. Even if you're having a bad day, someone smiles at you, smile back. Even if it's a half, smile. I can guarantee you it's going to make you feel better. You're going to look better. You're not going to be wrinkled up. but it's going to release the good endorphins for you, and it's definitely going to increase your happiness. So believe it or not, I did it, folks. I'm a bad woman. How about that? We got through all 50 of those tips for happiness, and you guys know what time it is right now. Yep-er, time to get the heck out of Dodge. Thank you, everyone, so much for joining me today. I really, really do appreciate it. Thanks for all of your well wishes and your birthday greetings. I am here each and every week at 10 a.m. On Wednesdays, Eastern Standard Time. Of course, the number is 347-426-3469. That is 347-426-3469. You can also reach me at DocTalkRuth@gmail.com, follow me on Twitter at DocTalkRuth, as well as LinkedIn. So until next week, you guys, you know, make it a great one. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Be happy, be healthy, and have a good one. Bye-bye.